With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A proposal to federally recognize Montana's Little Shell Tribe advanced a step in the U.S. Senate today. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee unanimously approved the measure, which would also give the tribe 200 acres to use as a land base. Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines sit on that committee. Tester, a Democrat, said the Little Shell, quote, have been bounced around a bit by the bureaucracy, unquote.
And that is a gross understatement. The lineage is there. There's little doubt about that. And it's just a matter of getting them the recognition that they so much deserve. So I'd appreciate your support on that and want to thank Senator Daines for co-sponsoring that measure.
Senator Daines.
I'm glad we're passing this legislation early on this Congress and remain committed to its enactment into law.
The effort to federally recognize the Little Shell was closer than ever to becoming law last year, but Congress adjourned before that could happen. Little Shell Chairman Gerald Gray says the tribe now has several potential pathways to federal recognition, but Gray says one of them is the tribe's ace in the hole.
What we're really keeping our fingers crossed and very hopeful is Ryan Zinke being selected for the Secretary of the Interior. He could recognize us on his own.
Zinke, a Republican and Montana's lone congressional representative, is widely believed to be facing an easy confirmation vote in the full U.S. Senate. He's actively supported the Little Shell's fight for federal recognition. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.